You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
In a world filled with chaos and confusion, in an echo chamber filled with lies and deception, comes a ray of light. Live from Madison, Wisconsin, it's John and Gordy in the morning on 92.7 WMDX.
Good morning, WMDX.
Happy Monday.
92.7. It's a big first Monday after the No Kings rallies in March. This is just, it was something else. It really was something to see. Mm. And a lot of great speakers at the Capitol on Saturday. And one of the most surprising speakers was, I think, a pastor and now judge who got up there and gave an incredibly, incredibly inspiring speech. Just unbelievable. You know, I was checking out the newscasts and, you know, there were some TV stations there recording some of this stuff. Not one had a clip of this guy. And I'm thinking, wow, this is like, you know, this is like the ML King Jr. thing, you know.
Yeah,
you don't want to miss this. Oh. But, and then, of course, I had the big idea, well, why don't I just walk over to that guy and say, hey, you want to say what you said right here on our radio airwaves, right?
Did you do that? Did you walk up to him?
No, I was embarrassed. Yeah, I didn't want to bother him.
So you.
I know.
Why are you afraid to approach people like that? What holds you back?
I did that with Paul Sogman.
I know.
I did that with John Nichols.
Not John Nichols. Yeah. I mean, you've known him forever.
I know. I mean, he was there at the No Kings thing.
Oh yeah.
And I didn't say anything to him. I didn't want to bother him, you know.
I didn't make it. I was still busy packing and moving stuff. So I couldn't make the rally.
Well, I know it's not important to you.
I went to the first one. I was there in spirit.
I know you were.
But I just
I know you
my
did
back
text
is
us.
Killing me. So
yeah.
You know, I
got yeah, sure. Yeah, every little excuse. I
oh,
get
well,
it.
You didn't go to the first one, right?
I don't remember
giving you
the first
a bunch of crap about missing the first one.
I'm not giving you crap about it. You were, you know. It's fine. You know, you have a lot of stuff to unpack. I get it, you know. You don't have to show up for, you know, this worldwide protest.
You know, moving from the east side of Madison to the west side of Madison when there's, like, tons of traffic and a protest going, it's not the easiest thing in the world.
No, it isn't. Yeah. No, you got caught in that. Yeah, it's something else. It was really just really inspiring, a great, great look.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, featuring that obviously today. So
good.
We've got cut after cut after cut.
Oh,
we've got
excellent
point after point after point. There are a lot of bad things on the right that mm-hmm. they would like to present to the American public and deceive everybody. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that as well. It seems to me that we're kind of treading water here, you know. We do all these protests, you know. I had Matt filling in for you one day, and I asked Matt. I said, "Don't you think, you know, all these protests are a little not a big deal anymore?" I mean, isn't it gotten old? It's like, you know, saying shame, shame, shame. You know, I hear that. I just want to crawl into a hole someplace and say, "God, just end this, please." we can't
You're
come up with a
it.
Better word than shame.
Oh.
We've been saying that for the last 50 or 60 years.
Oh,
stop
at
it.
At least.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No wonder people are tired of the Democrats. Look,
I heard you discussing all this with Matt Rothschild.
Yeah.
And I thought he had a good comeback for it. I mean, didn't it give you a sense of bonding with your fellow human beings out there while you were protesting and, you know, seeing the crowd there? Wasn't that inspiring? And the speakers that you talked about there?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, of course, I was in tears after he explained it to me.
Yeah, well, you tear up.
I was so inspired.
Yeah.
No, actually, it wasn't so much the bonding with protesters. No? It was the different ways people do protest in other countries that inspired me.
Yeah,
like in France, that really impressed me, where you shut down the entire economy.
Well, that's what they're saying maybe should happen here, but it's really hard to do that, apparently.
Yeah.
For unions and some other, I mean, I'm not exactly sure, but why they would have a problem just shutting everything down for a couple of days to get their attention.
I mean, Trump has done a damn good a job of that already. Personally, you know, why do it again?
Yeah, right.
I mean, prices are just outrageous at this point. God. I don't know why, you know, the needle hasn't moved on inflation very much. Mm. It's just, or the needle hasn't moved on unemployment very much. I don't know what is going on. You know, you remove 350,000 federal workers and 700 more, and then 700,000 more. And then you're sitting here, but the needle hasn't moved for unemployment. Well, I don't know. Maybe
can you believe those numbers, really?
Not anymore, I don't. Yeah. I mean, well, of course, you know, he's fired everybody that delivers those numbers. Now we don't even get the numbers anymore.
Right.
And inflation is way up. As far as I'm concerned, you go to the grocery store, prices are right through the roof.
Right.
Gas prices are down a little bit.
Yeah, gas prices have really held their own.
Yeah, although it's amazing. Haven't noticed because I have an EV.
Yeah.
I have an EV, folks. So, you know, it still pinch me. I must be dreaming I have an EV.
Well, wait till you get your electric bill, then we'll talk.
Well, the electrician's bill first.
Yeah.
That's going to be...
Still no issues with the charging station? Everything's still good?
Oh, it charged beautifully the first time.
Excellent.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Dom, how was your weekend?
It was good. I have a crazy story to tell.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Stand by. Do we have music for this?
We have some crazy story music. There we go. Maybe not a flashback, but...
Well, it's flashback.
But I'd say on Friday, mm-hmm. I went to a concert. I went to Cage the Elephant concert right here in Madison at the Sylvie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
To the Sylvie.
Yeah.
It's a good group.
Great beautiful, group. Beautiful...
Yeah.
Place.
Yeah.
And
standing room, right?
Yeah, standing room.
Yep.
And I got front row. I was standing right in the front row.
Wow.
And 10 minutes go by. Next thing you know, I'm on the floor. I passed out.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I passed out.
I woke up. Everyone was looking at me and I was like,
God.
What is going on? This is a true story. Well, and I got some water. You know, they took some vitals. I got out of the Sylvie. And then next thing you know, I went right back in and I finished the concert.
But, well, what
were you
the,
drinking?
What was the cause of it?
I don't think I was dehydrated. I didn't have enough water beforehand, and it was just too many crowds of people. It was too hot.
So everybody's looking over you. You're on the floor. You wake up. Suddenly you're there and you're thinking, oh my God.
Yeah, it was.
Did you tell everybody right away that you're from WMDX?
No, that was not on my mind. I didn't know where I was.
Hey, I'm from WMDX. I'll talk about this on Monday.
Yeah.
Check it out if you can.
Yes, that's what I should have said, but oh man.
So you really just fainted, right?
I just fainted. I just fainted and you know, my girlfriend was looking over me like she was scared to death.
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they bring out the smelling salts and everything. They do
bring out no smelling.
They do that anymore? Does that ever work? I don't know.
Do they used to do that? Is that a real thing?
Yes, it's a real thing.
I think they smell something else out there now. You know, it's not salts. That's for sure.
Okay. But it was so embarrassing. It was just embarrassing for me. I thought it was just everyone was watching me, and I just.
Yeah.
Did they carry you out, or were you able to walk out on your own?
I was able to walk out on my own, but I was just in a daze. I didn't know really where I was.
How long were you out?
I was out probably for 30 seconds, 20, 30 seconds.
Why do you assume dehydration?
I just didn't drink any water the entire day. And so I think that kind of answered the question.
Oh, yeah, that works for me.
Yeah.
Was it stuffy in there?
It was really hot in there, and
really?
It was just.
You were in a mosh pit.
That'll help.
Yeah. And I'm not the biggest of guys. I'm not the tallest of guys, so I can barely see over people, and I'm just feeling congested. And next thing you know, I just
very compact in there.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. Luckily, someone helped me up as I was
glad
falling.
You're okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tiring, you know. Well, you stand there for a long period of time waiting for the group to come out, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
It's really tight in there. You don't want to lose your place.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is, but I also had a problem drinking water. I rarely drank any water growing up. I really didn't. I just didn't. It was like, oh, I didn't see a need to. You know? And that's really a dumb reason. The best thing to do is drink a lot of water most of the time, not a tremendous amount, just enough, you know.
Well, Dom, if you feel like passing out, you know, give us the high sign.
I'll give it, yes. Yeah.
Be sure to leave our microphones on so we can describe what's happening. Okay.
God, no.
Let's go to the phones. We've got an early morning call here from Troy.
Hey, Troy.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
What's happening?
Same thing happened to me at a Packer game.
Mm.
Wow.
And for me, it was blood pressure.
Oh, yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, I went up to the booth, the medical booth, and my blood pressure was 200.
Wow.
Over something.
Ooh.
So
it's danger zone.
From cheering, I guess. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, maybe you just had too many brats.
No, I try not to eat or drink at the stadium because I'm not that rich.
Oh,
prices are outrageous. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, but I remember thinking, don't fall for it, because I could feel myself kind of. And I remember thinking, don't fall forward, don't fall forward. And I fell forward anyway.
Oh, no.
And you can just like, you just know what's going to happen. That's what it was for me. I just knew it was going to happen.
Exactly.
Scary.
Mm.
So did you injure your face or anything like that when you fell forward?
No, I fell on the guy in front of me, and they're all mad. They thought I was drunk.
Of course they did.
I haven't been drinking. I've got my 14-year-old kid with me.
Well, I never stopped a lot of people.
Well, that's true.
But... Yeah. Oh, boy.
All right, Troy.
Well, that's a good story, Troy. I mean, at least at the Packers, you know, you got something to brag about. But this guy right here just goes to a concert and falls over.
Yeah, there was nothing. Yeah, like, come on.
All right, Troy.
Who was the band again?
Well, yeah,
it was called Cage the Elephant.
Cage the Elephant.
Cage the Elephant.
Thanks, Troy. That was a fantastic story.
Appreciate that. So you may be having trouble with your computer. Are you having any trouble with your computer this morning?
I have not. No,
because the Amazon cloud-based computing services had some sort of problem after midnight, and there were a lot of things affected. But apparently, everything is coming back online now.
You know,
okay.
It's kind of weird because you never thought that Prime would have their tentacles out so far and wide. You know, Amazon is everywhere, apparently. AT&T, Canva, Delta Airlines, Disney Plus, Fortnite, Hulu, McDonald's, Pokemon, Roblox, Snapchat, and United Airlines, all of them affected by the server outage, I would assume, from Amazon. So,
And
something they're all
else,
coming back online.
Yeah, Coinbase and something else, Perplexity, those are somehow connected with cryptocurrency.
Yes.
So they think this
they
may
are.
Be some sort of cyber attack.
Well, could be.
But everything seems to be getting back online overnight. So.
All right.
All right, it's 19 minutes past the hour. We're just getting going on a Monday morning. John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with Dom Lee, our producer. Pam Yonke's right around the corner. We'll talk to her next. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I'm traveling up deep to the land of the under 21 bars. I'm going to Cheeseland, the Dells in Door County. I'm going to Cheeseland.
We love our cheese here. Yeah, you bet. John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX 92.7.
Mm-hmm. It's a chilly start this morning, cold. 36 degrees. There were maybe some areas of frost a little bit farther to the north. 67 are expected high for today, mostly sunny skies, and maybe rain on the way for tonight. Let's check in with Pam Yockey, the fabulous farm babe from the Midwest Food and Farm Report. Good morning, Pam.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I say a little frost on the pumpkin this morning. You guys haven't been outside for a little while, but I think we probably hit our coolest since I went into the office this morning. I think about an hour ago, probably about as cold as we're going to get overnight. But yeah. A lot of folks this morning checking in with me that they got a little frost.
Mm-hmm. Yikes. I know. Okay. We've got our basil outside yet, and we're worried. We hope that has survived this morning anyway, because it's going to warm up again in the next couple of days here. So,
well, today.
Yeah, but the wind is going to be noticeable. That's one thing we're going to, I think the wind is going to take a little of that temp down, you know, as far as what it feels like.
Yeah.
Hey, look, you know, I want to get into the pumpkin thing, but we got to talk at least a little bit about the Packers. And how about the kicker? Oh, my God, a record? With all the great kickers that the Packers have had throughout the entire, expanse of the team, this one guy comes in his second time starting and he kicks the record, a field goal.
Mm.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, he's got an interesting, did anybody else notice his gesture? He does something with his right hand. It must just be, they all got their quirks. His is something with his right hand. He makes a gesture every time he's going to kick, but I don't care. Whatever he's got to do. I'm glad that we've got him. I was not real confident when you put the game on the line with a guy, like you said, that's only been out there twice. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
But he's holding on. Good.
Well, I think he's probably become a member of the team at this point, sometimes you come in and you just replace the person who's there. You know, Brett Favre did that, and Mikowski did that.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm surprised, realistically, they could have grabbed baggage claim. Did you hear what happened? They got held up in Green Bay at Austin Straubel because the plane that carried LaFleur and the players had a mechanical, so they had to fly another plane in from Detroit. Now, what I would love to see, and I hope somebody gets it, I would love to see the cameras from inside Austin Straubel Airfield, because LaFleur decided to do a walkthrough with the whole team at the airport while they waited for the plane to come in, because they couldn't leave and get back. So they did a walkthrough because they weren't going to be able to get to Arizona in time to do it. And if you've ever been in Austin Straubel Airfield, I mean, Dane County looks like a palatial span of space compared to Austin. I've been to Austin Straubel, and I don't know where in the world they found enough space for that many people to be spread out. I don't know if they had to do calls around the carousel or what in the world they did, because it's just not that big.
Well, I didn't hear about that. That's a nail biter, pretty much.
Yeah.
All right.
They're three hours delayed, I think.
Well, why don't we get to, I think, really an important issue for farmers is the Affordable Care Act and what's going on with that. You know, the Democrats are trying to get the tax credits passed by the Republicans. They want to hold off for a while and maybe pass it, maybe not, probably not.
Right.
But it's really important for the farmers to get something like this, including Medicaid, by the way.
Right. Yeah. And this Affordable Care Act is kind of something that came in 2010. And really, it has cast a lifeline for a lot of Wisconsin farms to be able to afford health insurance. Remember, farmers have to self-insure, unlike you and I, who may have a company that kind of, even if it's not a great health care policy, at least it's something. Farmers have got to try to do that themselves. And what I know from growing up on the farm and being in the farm arena is usually they have to buy what they can afford, which means an incredibly high deductible. Basically, you're only going to the doctor if your limb is hanging off. And that's not much of a health care package, if you know what I mean. Right. So the Affordable Care Act gave them some options in the marketplace. And now, last week, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin had a virtual roundtable. One of the folks or one of the groups that helped organize it was the Wisconsin Farmers Union. And Baldwin says that she's been getting routine calls from family farms and a lot of small businesses that say they're expecting their healthcare premiums to double next year if those tax incentives don't stay in place. About 270,000 Wisconsin residents, she was estimated, they figure will at least see their premiums double next year, probably another 30,000 or so that will not be able to get healthcare at all if the Affordable Care Act goes away.
Yeah.
So it is a big deal. And like I said, I know from personal experience, that is one of the biggest expenses on the farm. And, you know, if you're a young, you got to have it for the kids and that type of thing.
Yep.
But, almost every farm you talk to is one major health incident away from bankruptcy. I mean, it's just that precarious. Well, this is something that a lot of farm families are watching.
When I was doing the census, I talked to a lot of farmers, and sometimes, you know, their bottom line would be almost nothing, or they'd have a loss that year because they have a net income that they have to adjust for, and then they get Medicaid. And then, of course, Medicaid is going away after the next election, conveniently, of course, and that'll be a big problem for them as well. So we'll have to keep our eye on their health care needs.
Pam, we got less than a minute left, but can you tell us a little bit about the Wisconsin Giant Pumpkin Growers Club? What's this all about?
Yeah, it's something that I bet a lot of people didn't know about. We found out about it, probably a few years back. And these people are stone cold serious about giant pumpkins. They covet their own recipes on how they grow their pumpkins. Let's just leave it at this, fellas, until we can talk again. This year, the giant pumpkin was weighed in up in Altoona, and that would have been about a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
This year's winner, 2,491 pounds.
Oh, my God.
And that's not even a record.
Oh, my God.
That's not even a record. I know.
That's amazing.
That's not even a record.
Pam, we got to run. Thank
you. We'll talk.
We'll talk
more about that later.
Say hello to Ben for us as well.
Talk to you Friday.
Okay.
Coming back with Idiocracy next. All right.
That's why I love my Green Bay Packers.
Necessarily reward intelligence with no natural predators to thin the herd.
Oh my God!
There is a place without boundaries, a place without limits.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
A place that is about to be violated.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Good morning. 92.7 WMDX. It's John and Gordy in the morning, 6:36 now, and mainly clear skies this morning, but chilly temperatures. We're in the mid-30s across southern Wisconsin. We'll get into the upper 60s, and then it gets windy late in the day, maybe some rain tonight, and then it's going to cool down for the rest of the week, actually.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, I thought we had at least a couple of days.
No, just one warm day today. Then,
all right.
Then we're back in like upper 40s or low 50s tomorrow.
Well, you know, I've got John Peterson's feel-like weather forecast.
Did you check out
I just make stuff up now.
What about the sunrise and the sunset? We didn't check that this morning.
I can provide accurate information when it comes to that from the WMDX Samsung watch.
Right.
You know, my maker friend in Milwaukee said, are you getting paid for plugging the Samsung watch? No.
No.
No money. No.
No.
No George Soros money either. Sunrise 7:17 this morning, and sunset about 6 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Earlier and earlier. One of these days, we'll have daylight saving time end, and we'll have to fall forward.
I think it happens in a couple of weeks. In our next hour, Paul Soglin will join us, former Madison mayor. Be here in about an hour.
All right. Well, that sounds exciting, doesn't it?
It's always great to have Paul. You know, we're gonna we'll ask him about his book he's been working on for years and years. He had it up to 900 pages at one point, but I think they've been editing it.
Look, that guy hosted so many protests here in Madison.
Right.
We gotta ask him about the No Kings protest.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we'll Definitely check that out, okay?
Get his thoughts.
All right. I want to get to something before we get to all of that, and we'll start talking about the No Kings protest at about, oh, I don't know, about 56. I don't know, 52, right?
Yeah, 52.
But yeah, 652.
Okay, I'll write that down. I didn't know that. Okay.
I'm not quite sure how to promote that, but I just did it that way. All right, that's our clock here in the morning. Oh. So anyway, that we'll get to all of that stuff and more. And by the way, I want to thank Larry out in Deerfield for the recording.
The person you were talking about, a speaker that was exceptional.
Yeah.
His name, he
just knocked everybody out. It was Everett Mitchell.
Everett Mitchell.
He's a judge now. Mm-hmm. In fact, this was a day before his judgeship.
Oh, really?
And he was just something else. And Larry has provided the audio for that. We'll go through that maybe today, but probably tomorrow. All right?
Okay.
We'll go through it. It was a longer speech, so I don't necessarily think we should take up almost all of the program with it, but we'll get to some of the highlights, and I appreciate that, Larry, very much. Now, let's get to something that really is a very scary thing for me. It's this Turning Point USA chapters in our grade schools and middle schools and high schools. I'm not happy about this at all. I saw a video of a little girl in her class. I would assume this is elementary. And she was talking about people she admired, and that was Charlie Kirk. And had a little video presentation in the classroom, which just scared the daylights out of me. She is unaware of what Charlie Kirk really stood for, sadly, anyway. Radio Mega Dan O'Donnell. Oh, I love that name. Isn't that cool? Trumpeted the news about Turning Point USA. The Milwaukee School of Engineering wanted Turning Point USA in their school, and they approved it.
Mm.
Yes. Now, they took a long time to come to that decision because they were insisting that Turning Point USA denounce their professor watch list before they even allowed Turning Point USA at the Milwaukee School of Engineering. And they never did. They never got rid of the professor watch list. What that did was it smeared professors. It doxed them. Mm. And it created death threats to their families, harassment. And it resulted in a lot of these instructors quitting, going someplace else,
really?
Or just basically getting fired.
Wow.
This was devastating. This professor watch list was a devastating thing that Turning Point USA put in place. And I guess, you know, we should honor Charlie Kirk for that.
No.
Gee, what a nice thing for him to do, you know? We're not supposed to dox people with masks, abducting people off the street and pulling them out of their homes into unmarked vehicles.
Right.
But we certainly want to dox all of those professors out there educating our kids.
Which school was this at?
This is the Milwaukee School of Engineering.
Wow.
MSOE. Okay. And they finally acquiesced without getting rid of the professor watch list.
Oh, what?
And Dan O'Donnell, morning radio guy, I think he's on the road 9 o'clock in Milwaukee in the morning, and he is very, very happy with this. He's very, very confident that this will change that school around a little bit. Yeah, why engineers would care, I don't know, and why they would want something like this, I don't get it either.
Yeah. That's crazy.
This is, you know, for me, you know, putting these chapters up is like putting up a Confederate general statue somewhere on their their campus, right?
Yeah.
I mean, who wants this right?
Yeah. Why would you do that?
I don't know. And Dan O'Donnell is on this thing like glue. He thought this was a big gotcha. This is a quote from him. Every single Democrat in both the Wisconsin Assembly and Senate, except one, voted against a resolution condemning the assassination and honoring of the life of Charlie Kirk on what would have been his 32nd birthday. Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Nothing worse than this. You worship who you want to worship, okay, Dan O'Donnell, please. Someone divisive, bigoted, racist, except for the colored people that liked him. Sexist and you know, what else can you say about him? Tom Tiffany is also on this, by the way. He's running for governor. He's getting a lot of press from me.
Really? Well, yes.
I'm talking about him an awful lot.
Right?
I'm not getting to the Democratic candidates at all. Come on, guys. Start doing something controversial, okay? Say something outrageous. Let me put it on the program here. Yeah. Anyway, Tom Tiffany is also circling around the drain with this comment. This follows Gwen Moore voting no and Mark Buchan voting present in Congress. Wisconsin deserves leaders who condemn political assassinations. No, it's what? Not the assassination. They don't want to honor his life work, okay? Mm-hmm. That's Tom Tiffany. He doesn't get it, right? Yeah, we support assassinations. What is he talking about? Anyway, that's you know, Tom Tiffany is really a strange character.
Yes, he is.
He is.
You've tracked him for a long time.
I have.
If you go to your website, democurmudgeon.blogspot.com,
exactly.
you have a yeah. wealth of information about his historic career.
I do. You just plug in his name. Just put it in
really?
There. Okay. And the first thing comes up is a summary of his life in the legislature.
Hmm.
I sent Dan Schaefer a whole list of that.
Did you really?
He appreciated that.
Oh, good. All right.
Well, I did that with everybody. You know, I have quite the history of almost everybody since the beginning of Scott Walker and on. It's just all there.
What's that website again?
Let me see. It's democurmudgeon.
You got to learn how to spell curmudgeon.
Okay. Well, that's why
nobody ever visits it, because they can't remember the name of it. Well, and then they can't spell it when they do remember the name of it.
That's why curmudgeon was available.
Real cheap, too.
Yeah, real cheap. Yeah, it's a free website is what it is.
Hey, we want to mention there's something special going on at the Dane County Humane Society. Let me just jump in on this.
Oh, sure.
Because... Sure. This has just been happening the last few days or so. Mm-hmm. There's a puppy that needs heart surgery.
Oh.
Get this. And of course, now I lost the page. Here we go. And if you go onto their website, you can find out about it. It's a really an adorable pup. His name, and see him here?
Yeah.
He's got really perky ears. They stand straight up there.
They're straight up.
Now, he needs a specialized surgery that costs thousands of dollars. Now, they're hoping to raise $7,850 in donations, and I know they've started something. It's the dog's name is Ricky, and he was born with a serious heart defect. But so they've already started GoFundMe fund, and you can go to Dane County Humane Society's website and find out more about it. We wanted to mention it because, you know, we talk to Lisa Bernard every couple of weeks, and we'll have her. She's not here. Is she here tomorrow? No, it's next Tuesday. Okay.
All right. But
anyway, you can.
That's a great cause.
Find out more. Yeah. At their website.
All right. Let's get to kind of good news. I'm not quite sure how to take this. There's a clear way to end Citizens United, apparently, by changing state incorporation laws.
Oh, really?
This is a little in the weeds, but it's good news for anybody who wants to end Citizens United, and I think that's just about everybody, including Magus. Rolling Stone had the article, the measure's proponents note that Citizens United is predicated on state laws, giving corporations the same power as actual human beings, including the power to spend on politics. But they pointed out that in past eras, state laws granted corporations more limited powers, and states never relinquished their authority to redefine what corporations can and cannot do. Now, Montana is experimenting with this with an initiative, and it's a proposal to simply use that authority, the state's authority that they've never relinquished, to change the law. In this case, to no longer grant corporations the power to spend on elections.
Wow. That's a huge thing.
It is.
Right.
It is. That's really good news. Now, who knew, right?
Citizens United. How long has it been since Citizens United was a thing? I mean, it's been years,
right? Yeah.
And they're finally finding some way to
That's right. I mean, it really has gummed up the works.
Yes.
I remember when they decided Citizens United was like, you know, the justices came out with this crazy, crazy concept of saying, money does not corrupt. You know, when you're trying to change an old saying that is so true, everybody agrees with it, and you contradict it totally by saying money doesn't corrupt. Come on, it doesn't.
Okay.
You know, then you know that there's something wrong with the Supreme Court. And from that day on, I knew the Supreme Court was definitely gunning for everything.
Yeah.
They were going through their checklist, the conservative checklist, that these judges and justices have wanted to do for years for the Republican Party, and they are doing it now. In fact, Coney Barrett basically said that Trump can do almost anything he wants. He doesn't have to listen to the Supreme Court decisions, that they have no way of enforcing them. Wow.
Okay,
yeah,
well.
Give him a little roadmap there, because he isn't a smart man, and say, you know, you really don't have to do anything because we can't stop you.
Yeah, you've got you're good to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
We like our jobs. You don't have to follow anything we say.
No. Nope. No biggie. Okay. It is 6:48. We'll be back with more of Idiocracy and much more coming up in our 7 o'clock hour with former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay, democracy is coming to the USA.
Oh, boy, are we keeping our fingers crossed on that one.
Right?
John and Cordy in the morning, WMDX 92.7. Check us out on the Civic Media app. Pick WMDX and then text us, voice note us, or just damn well give us a call and be a part of the program.
That's right. You can call us at 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-8255.
I think John Minter has a great point here. He texted us. How could we have the largest protest in America, in history, and not take advantage of destroying the Capitol? We have to find out who's in the planning committee. Yeah.
Okay.
How come we didn't destroy the Capitol?
Oh.
Man, I don't know. I mean, some other people have.
Yeah, they've done it in the past.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
All right.
Didn't happen this time.
Why didn't we just put out a video, an AI video of a fighter jet?
Oh.
Bombing the crowds.
Oh, boy.
No king protest crowds.
Wow.
With poop. Yeah, dropping poop on everybody.
Yeah, what was that about?
I know. That's what our commander-in-chief retweeted.
I saw that.
Yeah, he had to do that, right? Jeez. Oh, my God. I mean, it's an AI version of him in a fighter jet dropping poop.
Dressed up as a king.
On the crowds.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, really
he's
cool.
A class act, man.
He sure is.
Yeah, and a lot of world leaders are looking at him thinking,
he's in a class by himself.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope he stays there. Close the door.
Oh, man.
Okay.
All right. Well, anyway, let's talk about what happened, okay? Over the weekend. Let's talk about
protests all over the country.
Yes.
More than 2,600, something like that?
Well, I knew it as the Hate America rallies.
Oh, the Hate America. Yeah, right.
This is one of the most unbelievable comments from anybody with any kind of responsibility at all. That's Speaker Mike Johnson. I can't believe he even said this. But anyway, let's listen to cut 160. It's unbelievable in there.
I encourage you to watch. We call it the Hate America rally that'll happen Saturday. Let's see who shows up for that. I bet you see pro-Hamas supporters. I bet you see Antifa types.
Jeez.
I bet you see the Marxist in full display, the people who don't want to stand and defend the foundational truths of this republic. And we do. And that's what we're here doing every single day.
It's called fascism.
These guys are playing to the most radical, small, and violent base in the country. You'll see them on Saturday on the mall. They just do not love this country, and these guys are afraid of them. We call it the Hate America Rally because you'll see the hate for America all over this thing when they show up.
Sure. Oh, yeah, that's, yeah. Hate America
Rally. Is that what you saw on Saturday?
I can't wait to see proof of payment when all these protesters start cashing their checks at the local bank or credit unions.
From George Soros?
Yeah, it's kind of like a stimulus check. Thank you, George Soros, for that. Yeah. Hey, this is what I wanted to do. A lot of people dressed up in costumes, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's the best way to protest. Besides shutting down the economy, I think dress up in costumes, because dragging a dinosaur away or a giant bee
or a frog
doesn't work. Yeah. You know, it's not intimidating.
It's not a good look.
No, but I thought, this is the thing, but I thought, you know, maybe people wouldn't take it the right way. I wanted to dress up as a George Soros check cashing ATM. No, really.
Okay.
You know, and you know, asking people, you know, give me their George Soros checks, I'll give you the cash. But I didn't know how to give people the cash, so I could have bought a lot of, you know, phony money. But I
could have.
But then they thought they might think that I'm for, you know, the other side.
Because that stopped.
Yeah, he's making fun of us getting the George Soros check. Yeah, but okay. I thought it would have been kind of fun to do that. A group with almost this is just another comical MAGA name. The Americans for Public Trust. God, okay. Which it ain't. And its executive director, Caitlin Sutherland, warned of dark money going to millions of Democratic protesters. And she warned everyone on the Laura Ingraham angle. Notice how Ingraham never conclusively says any of this is true. So let's listen to this. Cut 153. And this is, again, Caitlin Sutherland from the incredibly nicely named Americans for Public Trust.
Now, most of you know that George and Alex Soros are causing real damage to the country.
No, they're not.
But is what they're doing illegal? Well, Donald Trump thinks so. Today, he urged that both be prosecuted under federal racketeering statutes known as RICO. Their organization, Open Society Foundations, has funneled millions into the groups behind the protests that we've seen over the last few years.
Got to stop
like
that.
Like Indivisible. That's the group behind the national Tesla protests. Then there are the protests here in Washington being put on by a group called Free DC. It also gets money from nonprofits like Community Change and Community Change Action. But where do they get money from? Well, again, you have to do this diagramming, but millions from that can be traced to left-wing dark money mega donors, which include George Soros and his foundation.
Oh, of course.
So whether it's protesting Tesla or backing progressive DAs, his money has touched a lot, and not much of it is good, including illegal immigration.
We are going to need all of that fuel to continue to combat this administration that continues to bring political terror to our black, brown, working families and immigrant communities.
The group is called CASA, which is fighting to keep alleged MS-13 gang member Kilmar Abrego Garcia here in the United States. That's also gotten money. In 2023, the Open Society Foundations awarded CASA $1.6 million.
All right, there you go. Wow.
Laura Ingraham.
Scary money. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, Elon Musk contributed a whole lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Miriam Adelson contributed a whole bunch. How about the Richard and Uline fundraising campaign? They contribute a lot. Moms for Liberty got their money. Peter Thiel. I don't know. You know, maybe they've got a lot of money on their side.
Yeah, that's okay somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They keep forgetting about that.
It is 6:59. Straight ahead, some news and updates on the weather. And in our next hour, former Madison Mayor Paul Sock.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.